Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, and how are you?
Well, you know, we didn't get a lot of rain yesterday, just got some showers off and on. I heard the rumble of some thunder earlier this morning, but it's just humid and looks like we're going to get more sun today than we did yesterday, though.
That should be the case, and there's still a possibility of us getting more thunderstorms. And if you go up toward, looks like, you know, I would say Massachusetts, they are actually under a slight risk today. So, you know, folks, nothing has changed. It's the same old thing.
It is. You know, you get the same weather in, the same weather out. But, you know, Hey, it could be worse. I'm telling you, it could be 15 below 5 days in a row. I'm sorry.
Not at this time of the year, we can't.
No, but I'm saying, you know, you gotta weigh it off here. You know, what's easier to survive, really?
I don't know. I guess this. I'm not a fan of this weather, so you're asking the wrong person. I'd rather have it cold. Mm. I'd rather have it cold. You know, in the wintertime, it's freezing cold. You could put your coats on. You could bundle up, etc. In the summertime, you want to go outside. What are you going to do? Walk around nude?
Or pretty damn close to it.
So there you go. But it's hazy, humid, with showers and a thunderstorm today at any time. I think low 80s. Showers and storms will end tonight, 65 to 70. No rain tomorrow. Hazy, humid, low 90s. Partly sunny, humid, late thunderstorms Friday. That's a possibility, low 90s. Your chances of showers and thunderstorms will increase over the weekend. Cloudy with showers and storms, low 80 Saturday, and I think Sunday, showers and thunderstorms near 80, and hopefully a little bit of a break by the early part of next week. And there are no tropical disturbances to report.
Except Haiti. Never mind, that's a bad joke.
Well, yeah, that is a bad joke. But, yeah, there's nothing there at all. So, that's it. It's very quiet. I have to tell you that, as you know, I was dying to see A Quiet Place Part 2. So right. I got to see it yesterday afternoon.
You bought it?
Yeah. But, you know, at a very cheap price. So it's no big deal. But I didn't count the number of times, but offhand. Yeah. I think I jumped 5 times.
Now, how many times did you jump the first movie?
I don't remember. I don't remember. This is done very well. You get to see many aliens in this one. The whole thing is done well. I like it. I really, really, really like it. And I heard there's going to be a 3. Coming out also. I don't know when, but that's what I heard.
Well, when is A Quiet Place going to become a noisy place and wrap it up?
I have no idea. I have no idea. But this was good. You know, what I liked about it, and I'm not giving anything away, when they start off, they actually start off with the before. Before. What happened prior to the last movie. Okay. So they show you how it developed, but only a portion of it. That's it. And then it fades to black and begins in the present day, which, of course, doesn't have the husband. You know that.
Yeah. Gone. Right. Dead.
Right. So it's done very well. Loved it. I have to say, I loved it. I waited a long time for it, and I loved it. I'm still upset that they didn't use us for the weather because, you know, it was shot in New York State.
Yeah.
So, I forget where, but I think maybe the mid or upper Hudson Valley. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So, I'm upset about that, but what are you going to do? It's done and it's over with. And, you know, if you get a chance to see it, folks, and you like that stuff, go right ahead. By the way, I watched the beginning of Low, and I turned it off.
Of what?
Low. L-O.
Oh, yeah.
The way he summons the demon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't care for it at all. And the other movie, you have to pay for it. No one has it streaming free. 10 Cloverfield Lane. Nobody has it streaming free. You have to rent it or buy it.
Wow.
And that movie is, what, back in 2016?
Yeah, I'm telling you, rent it. You'll like it. It will be worth your rent. What is it? It's probably like $8 to rent it, right?
I don't even remember what the rent was. As soon as I saw, you know, when I clicked on, it said, play this movie, rent, and then, you know, give you other ways on the web. And I'm thinking to myself, forget it. I'll wait. And maybe sooner or later, it'll be free. It's not even free on YouTube. How about that?
Yeah, you'll like the movie, though. You will like the movie.
Okay.
Because it's a horror movie, but it's more of a suspense movie.
It's psychological thriller.
Yeah, and Goodman plays a character that he's perfect in. They're all perfect, as a matter of fact. So
okay, so we'll have to think about that.
You know what I don't get, like all these movies that are coming out, like this one, they redid Space Jam with LeBron James instead of Michael Jordan, and there's this other one, a cartoon one where there's the business or something like that. And you know what? They're hyping those so much. And there's, you know, there's so much other good stuff out there. And, you know, it's nice, Pat, because our local movie theater, the Movie House, they're bringing in some great movies, I mean, to watch. I mean, they've got In the Heights, Summer of Soul, the movie I can't stand, by the way, is Boss Baby 2. I don't even like the announcements for it. But then there's a film that I would go if I didn't have to go in for the knees. Roadrunner. It's a film about Anthony Bourdain. I liked Anthony Bourdain, so I'd go see something like that. They're bringing in a lot of great movies. They really are, and it's nice to have them back. You know, it's nice to have the movie theater back. That's all I can say.
Okay, so that's, you know, that's a very positive thing. I think it's great having the movies back. And by the way, I told you I saw In the Heights, and a friend of mine's son was the third assistant director on that.
I thought it was, you know, once again, some people criticizing it for casting. Come on, I thought it was a good movie. I mean, it's not one of the world's best movies, but I thought it was a good movie.
I thought it was done very well. Yeah. They didn't have a lot of time to do that.
No, I thought they did a great job with it. I thought it was anything that's fun to watch, and it goes by and you don't even realize it's over. It's a fun movie, you know. But people, you know what? In today's world, people got to complain.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, you're right. I thought it was. I said it's like the modern version of West Side Story, in my opinion. But I thought they did a great job, and I think the pool scene, they said they only had 2 days. New York City would only give them 2 days, and they had to shoot that whole pool scene in 2 days. And when you see it, you'll say to yourself, wow, a lot of work there, a lot of dancing, a lot of, you know, a lot of choreography. So they worked hard.
Well, that's a good movie. And it's funny because I consider that a good movie just like I consider Black Widow, and people say to me, how can you like two movies so different? Because it's not the subject matter, it's whether I get enjoyment out of it. That's what.
Right.
You know, if I enjoy seeing booms, explosions, and everything like that, but I also enjoy seeing almost like a Broadway play on film. There. That's, you know, it's not a Broadway play, but it's a musical, basically. So.
Right. Exactly. Yes, so, that's one of the reasons, Marshall, that you don't see a lot of musicals today, because people are just not into them. You know, yes. People are more into the action, the adventure, the killing, and the you know, all of that stuff, and the aliens. They're just not into musicals like they were back, you know, way back. You know, you go back to the 50s, the 60s. You know, there was a lot of musical stuff then, but.
Well, everything comes around again. So, all right, speaking about come around again, let's recap this HHH forecast.
Yes. Okay. Well, it's pretty simple. Today is just kind of cloudy, low 80s with a shower thunderstorm. And then as we go into tomorrow and Friday, it's hazy, hot, and humid, near just over 90. And over the weekend, increasing chance of showers and thunderstorms.
All right. And, of course, you leave for vacation after Friday, right?
That's it. But I'll be back. I'll be back the following Thursday. So on the air, I'll be on Friday.
Oh, so you'll be back on the air on Friday. Well, yeah. My schedule is going to be kind of similar to yours, but I'm not going on vacation.
So, right.
But be thinking about me. Be thinking about me when you're out there on vacation.
Yeah, I sure will. I mean, you don't go until Friday as well, right?
That's the way it looks now. It might change. Right. The whole thing is, we know what they say, but you just don't know. So yeah, I'm not planning on anything. I'm not planning on anything right now. We'll see what happens. We're going to prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
That's all we can do.
Yeah. All right, Pat, I will speak to you mañana.
Okay, sounds good, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio. You can always hear Pat's forecast also, robinhoodradio.com. Click on On Demand. Click on Weather with Pat Pagano.